This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Little Victories
with Allie and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
My little victory is that even though I ordered wings for the Super
Big Bowl.
Last night, thank you, since we can't say it, the big game. Since I ordered wings at 5:30, the little victory is, oh, don't worry, they came. They just came by 8:30.
No.
Halftime show over.
Done.
I was already ready to go to bed. I'm like, just
you
take
figured
the
out
wings
another snap.
Back.
Yeah.
And there's more to the story that's not so great as well. But I'll tell you later in the show. But it only took 3 hours, but the little victory is we got them.
Okay, good. I mean, eventually?
I should have known. I've ordered pizza before during the big
y'all
game.
Got breakfast
stupid.
Wings?
Stupid. Just dumb.
You got to go pick it up at that point because, yeah, getting it delivered ain't a good idea.
I don't even know if picking it up would have mattered, and I'll tell you why later in the show. Mm. When I tell you what happened, just.
Oh, no.
Standing room only at the wing place. I'll leave it at that.
Everybody
was waiting, dude.
It just keeps getting worse, bro.
So at least they came because it's about finding the positive and a negative, right?
That part.
Or not being negative.
That part.
What's your little victory?
Little victories. Did y'all see the moon today?
No.
Should I go look? Yeah, you need to go look. If you ain't seen tits, you got to go see tits.
Full?
Beautiful.
It's a big
beautiful.
One?
Beautiful. It's full? It looks like a cheese wheel.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Oh,
looks
okay.
Delectable and delicious.
So you're hungry is what you're saying.
Maybe.
Let's eat.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so every Monday morning we talk about how our weekends were, and honestly, I had a game night scheduled, and I backed out because I was feeling a little under the weather. I could feel that I was starting to get sick.
Yeah.
And I've made it all winter, knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
With no sickness. So I canceled. My friends were totally understanding, and I just stayed home with my boys.
Chill.
And we hung out. So
good.
I cleaned a lot. I did every piece of laundry in the house, and that was it. And I hung out.
Honestly, that's a lot to do, though.
It took
every piece of laundry
all day Saturday.
Yep.
all day.
Trust me.
Because I did do our sheets and everything, the comforters too.
That's what I was going to say. Every piece of laundry?
Day yep. I took doing laundry. Yep. So that was my weekend. I backed out of board game night. I got to call it board game night, or you think it's gaming night now? You know, if you say game night, you never know.
I was playing cards with the girls.
We were playing bridge.
I can't stand you.
I don't even know what games they were playing, but I backed out and I was sad. So how was your weekend?
Bruh, it sounds like you had the weekend I wanted to have.
Oh, no.
No, it was busy. In a good busy.
Okay.
A really good busy.
Go on.
Had a lot of basketball involved between an actual Bucks game.
Yeah.
Right? Last night.
I saw they won.
Put that work in.
Go Bucks.
The new guys in town, put that work in.
I saw him.
Yeah. Oh, him. He got a girlfriend. Winnie Harlow.
Fine.
Bye.
Fine.
They locked in like 4 or 5 years now, but like, bye.
Fine.
Leave Kuz alone.
Fine. Jeez.
Jericho Sims, though. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay. Kevin Porter Jr.
Well,
I don't know.
Why can't I have Dame? Why do you keep avoiding?
Dame?
Me off of my...
Oh, Dame, my guy? Oh, my guy's still available. No. You might
Thank
be able
you.
To... Anyway, where were we? I put in the word.
Okay, so anyway, it's a dream, not a reality. I don't want it to be a reality.
Bucks games literally had a high school prep series with the Deer District at Fiserv Forum.
Oh.
So a bunch of high schools, you know, like Oconomowoc, Hortonville, Kohler, Lake Mills.
Wait a second. I saw this on Fiserv Forum story.
Milwaukee Juno. Yeah,
it was
plenty.
Shout out Dooney. Local high schools.
Yep.
That's cool. And they got to play at Fiserv.
And
a young man
by the name of Dooney Johnson done hit his 1,000 mm-hmm. point. He's a sophomore,
Wait,
y'all. A thousand points.
A sophomore for who?
For Milwaukee Juno.
Oh, my gosh.
And when I say he is a dog, he just floats and moves different.
Is he going to be like one of these big NBA stars
Knock on wood to not jinx none, but I think he's a special guy. He's definitely going to college, and he probably has got an opportunity to go further than that. He's an impressive young man.
That's cool.
Man just got to keep on the right way, and I think he's on the way.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Dope got a little private Fiserv Forum experience with Gatorade for a Court of Dreams, where people that work for like Gatorade get to come hoop on the court.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, it was a lot of basketball for me all weekend.
That was my weekend. You were very busy. So even though
I ain't touched a basketball but twice.
Do you know the irony is the whole weekend was supposed to be around football, and all you did was
basketball.
The irony
is
that.
Ain't that crazy?
Daryl and Racine texted in and said, I hosted a pinball tournament during the big game. Had 34 people show up?
Hey, yo, that's a big bracket.
Jeez, how many pinball machines do you have, Daryl?
What was the entry like? Was it $5 a head or what?
I don't know.
Everybody bring your own quarters? You had to be bring your own quarters.
Right? That's crazy. All right, 414-533-1037. I can't wait to hear what everybody did this weekend. You can text or call, and we'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Oh, Missy in Sussex. She texted in and said, my brother and I took my toddler to see Dog Man at the Majestic. She loved it and did great. Oh, I wanted to take my boys to see Dog Man, but since I was feeling under the weather, we didn't go yet. But that is, you were just asking me off the air.
What Dog Man was?
It's a spinoff of Captain Underpants. It's, you know, books and all
that.
That's
those from my era. You know, Captain Underpants is my stuff.
Well, and Hudson and Owen really want to see it, but we'll go next weekend for sure. So
let me take them.
You can come with us.
No. Without me. No, I want a bro date.
Fine. You know what? Fine. Just bring me home popcorn.
And a Diet Coke.
And a Diet Coke.
Large.
Actually, at Marcus Theaters, it's Diet Dr. Pepper because they don't have Coke.
Oh.
They only have Pepsi.
Okay.
Another thing for another day.
Okay, different
argument.
So
I just deal with Diet Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper's good too, though.
I love it.
But not yeah.
All right. So let's go to the phones because we're talking about what you did this weekend. DZ did all basketball, ironically, during the big game.
And I ain't play not once.
And I stayed home and fought off being sick. Let's go to Babe in Hartford. You know, Mike.
I was going to say,
Michael. Bringing sexy back. Talk to his wife this weekend.
Oh, Shanann. Morning, babe.
Hi, Michael.
Morning, babes.
Hi, babe.
What up, fam?
What'd you guys do this weekend?
Started prepping the third bedroom in our house for the baby.
Ooh,
oh,
getting ready.
Took That was the guest room and the dog kennel room, and the dog kennels have graduated to the dining room now.
That dog hates you so much right now.
Dog said, what the?
What?
The dog does not like y'all right now. Dog said, wait, no, my room? I gotta get my room up?
Well, they're so confused when you tell them to go to their kennels. They're really good dogs, and when you tell them to go to their kennels, they go to that room, and they're like, oh.
They're like, wait.
There's nothing there, Dad. Where we go?
Where's my bed?
You're a mean dad. You know what? For real, forget you.
No, they're preparing for another baby. Love that,
yeah.
Man.
I think this Wednesday is 25 weeks.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, because your wife told me it was 24 last week. So very nice. Yep.
Got to get ready. It's time.
It's going quick.
About that time.
Well, I'm glad you kicked the dogs out. Rude. All right, Mike. Have a good day.
I didn't send them to the kennel. I sent them to a different room
to
in the house.
Dining room.
Get rid of them.
Fair.
I didn't get rid of them because of a new baby. So.
Oh, okay. Shots fired.
Uh-huh. Yep. I'm not like that.
All right, Mike. We'll holler at you later,
Mike.
Man.
Good one, guys.
Later, man. Love. Peace.
All right. Jaya from Muskego. I hope I said that right. Texted in. I made Valentine's with my 5-year-old daughter and also made Valentine's cupcakes. Aw.
It is about that time, too, ain't it? Oh, snap.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is this Friday, dude.
Oh, snap.
And Hudson needs... You're making me think of all the things I need to do for my kids' school.
I was just thinking about that. And honestly, we're not there yet, but by next year, we're going to be having to do all of these things, too.
Yeah, because Sammy's starting school. You got to do... And when they're... Dude, and it's going to take forever for Sammy to do his when he starts writing. Now they fly through them, like at my kid's age. At 5, it takes forever to write all the names.
Man, we got a cricket now. What? No, Sammy ain't doing that.
That's how they practice writing.
No, it's not. Yes, not in our house.
Natalie in Menominee Falls, I want to give her a shout out. She texted in and said, we played in a darts tournament to raise money for Special Olympics before the game yesterday, and I didn't win, but my boyfriend Kevin took second with his partner. I'm so proud.
Ooh,
aw, good for you.
Congratulations. Snaps on that. A little dart tourney.
And whoever went to the 12-hour Twilight Marathon at Marcus Theaters, you're wild.
How come I didn't get the invite?
I saw it online. I was like, 12 hours?
How come you didn't even tell me about it? What? There was a Twilight event?
12 hours. You'd have time.
Yeah, but I would have found something.
Oh, wait. Before we get to our next caller, we're talking about what you did this weekend. Kayla in West Bend just texted in and said, I met DZ at the Bucks game.
Whippa!
Well, send me a picture because I have a whole camera roll of DZ with our listeners.
And what's wildly ironic is that I never see these pictures. You do.
I get them all. DZ never gets them. I get them.
So it's going to be a surprise reel at the end of the season that Allie makes.
I have an album with just your pictures that people send me. I love it. All right, let's go to Roger, our boy in Milwaukee.
Aw, snap. Buenos dias.
Hi, Roger.
Yo, good morning, Allie DZ. Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R.
Roger, you sound tired this morning.
Right. You all right, Roger?
You didn't have
I'm under the weather. That's what I did.
Everybody's
nothing.
Sick.
I did nothing. Me and the wife got sick Saturday. We woke up and we was done.
Cooked. Boy, well, man, we're wishing you guys health. We appreciate you still calling in,
man.
Yeah,
no kidding.
So would y'all just rest up the weekend then?
Just rest it up, man. That was it.
Yeah.
Good. That's the move, man.
Well, I'm going to send a shout out to my wife, Lisa, and my baby girl, Milani, a.k.a.
Roger.
Pepper.
Pepper.
It's not that I don't love your wife and daughter, but your voice,
my boy,
is squeaking. We got to get you off the phone,
my
Roger.
Man, text it in. We'll read it for you, Roger. Come on, R-O-G-E-R. Take care of that V-O-I-C-E.
Let him go rest his voice. For real, Roger.
Get some throat coat tea. Get some throat coat tea. Love, man. Peace.
Dawn in Muskego said she took a super...
Oh, Big Bowl.
...themed spin class, a big game themed spin class at Princeton Club on Saturday. It was so much fun.
Strong. A little sweat in on a Saturday and a Sunday. Look at you. Look
very
at your active
nice.
Weekend.
And finally, Sherry, our girl in Caledonia, texted in that they had Mason's basketball game Saturday and the Bucks game Sunday, followed by the halftime show. Oh, and their granddaughter on Friday. Dang. Sherry, you're too young to have a granddaughter. I cannot.
Busy.
I'm glad everybody had a good weekend.
DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so it's Allie and DZ, obviously.
Yeah.
And today's What Would DZ Do is going to be pretty heavy. It may be emotional for... Well, it is going to be emotional. And so I am going to follow your lead.
Yeah.
And I want you to know I'm here. If you decide
that.
You don't want to talk about this, we will pull off the air at any moment.
We out.
And we're quitting.
And we are out. And we're going home.
If all of a sudden DZ and I just stop and a song plays, it's because we're crying in the bathroom and we can't talk about this
anymore. Bathroom, in the car on the way back home.
Fine. On the way to breakfast to get your wife. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
So, DZ, I mean, I'm going to let you kind of take the lead on this because it's a tough day for you today.
Yeah, it's a tough day. Feels like it's a tough month.
Last year,
I don't know, feels like it's been a tough couple months, to be honest with you. Right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Last year, we talked about how you and your family went through something really heavy.
Yeah.
But you didn't say a whole lot about what it was.
Yeah, we were more private in the matter, mm-hmm. right? Just because it was like it had to involve my wife back in August. Mm-hmm. If you might remember, you know, my wife had a medical emergency. That mm-hmm. medical emergency turned into a complication of a surgery that she had to go into. Mm-hmm. It was a hard road, a long recovery, and almost lost my wife. I don't mm-hmm. know how else to explain this to somebody. Like, my wife almost died.
Which is already traumatic in itself, right?
Right. Yes. Right. What we didn't share was just, I guess, the full extent of everything that had happened.
There was a lot.
To break it down, in August, we had taken some time off from the show, mm-hmm. right? We were out, we were gone. It was my wife's birthday. Mm-hmm. So we were, you know, sharing some time together. Coming back, we were planning on announcing that we were expecting our third child.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that didn't happen because my wife had a uterine rupture. And in that process, we lost the baby. Mm-hmm. It was going to be a baby girl. And
you knew that? She was already in the second trimester.
Yeah, no, we were in our second trimester, and we were getting ready to announce publicly that we were expecting our third baby.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right, that mm-hmm. didn't happen. So fast forward to now, we're at the due date, mm-hmm. right, where we were supposed to be 6 months past August. So doing math, we're supposed to have a little baby girl in our arms right now, dog, mm-hmm. and we don't, mm-hmm. and it's tough. It's been hard to process. It's been hard to express. And I've been just kind of internalizing it a lot and don't feel like that's necessarily healthy for me.
It's not.
As you hear my voice cracking and whatnot, I love my wife. I love my family and I want to do everything for them, but I never want to put this like pain on them. Mm-hmm. Right. So I want to, I guess, ask, like, how do I, you know, and I know the obvious, like, go talk to somebody, like, go get help, therapy, talk to people. But like, you know, this feels like therapy to me, even just kind of getting it out, talking about it. But it's like, what else mentally, right? How can I kind of like put some closure on this? Because realistically, we've got an angel baby in the world. Shout out our unborn daughter, Elsie,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, never made it. And it's through no fault of our own, no fault of anyone else's. And we can say, here and dwell on the past, but that's not going to help us heal.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to help us look forward, and that's not going to help, you know, us in any way, right? Like, I didn't know what this necessary conversation was, but I knew just the way I went to bed last night, the way I woke up this morning, and the way I know I feel and my wife feels.
Yeah.
We got to talk about this, right?
Absolutely.
Her and I have had what feels like, you know, good conversations, but, you know, neither of us is healed. And I know she doesn't want to put her pain on me. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to put my pain on her. But we're holding each other's pain regardless.
Yeah.
It's just if we express it feels like it's going to become too heavy to bear.
Mm-hmm.
And with the boys in our lives and with everything that we have to do, that's not an option.
Right.
So what other options do I have? Mm-hmm. What other options do we have? What can we do? Right. Not just for myself, but for my wife. Like, how can we heal? Just because as I talked to her today and a little bit, I was like, I think I got to talk about, you know, Elsie.
Yeah.
Right. We've been seeing her name a lot around. Shout out Elsie's popcorn that I didn't know existed.
Yeah. These little signs.
Little signs where it's like heavenly hellos, if you will, from above. And even those heavenly hellos just hurt my heart a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When you guys went through so much.
Yeah.
I mean, you almost lost your wife. You lost your little girl, Elsie.
Right.
And it was so traumatic. And then having to come back, and thank God you have each other, you know, you've been through that now, but you have two little boys that depend on you that you got to take care of, you know, Sammy and Danny.
And dog, we depend on them just as much. I swear.
I get
you feel
that.
Me? Not
yeah,
for real though. Like,
I
you feel
that.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
They're the three of them, they're my anchor.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it's inevitably just on my spirit that on this day I was supposed to be holding a daughter.
Right. And it's got to be hard. I can't even imagine, you know, leading up to it. You're like, oh, would we have had it? Would we have a baby today? You know, it could have happened earlier. You know, all the what ifs. Like,
oh, yeah. With Sammy and Danny, Sammy was born 2 months early.
Yeah.
Anywhere from basically 2 months ago
you're
to today,
about it.
We've been nesting. I've been stewing. We've been cleaning and brewing and, like, you know, just mentally preparing for a baby that isn't coming, y'all, yeah. That isn't here and that is never going to be here. Mm-hmm. Like,
no, it's grief. It's grief. But grief is love.
Yeah, grief is love. For
grief
sure.
is love. And I know it's grief is a dark thing, but it.
God, I hate crying, man. I'm sorry.
Dude, please don't be. Please don't ever say you're sorry for crying. I'm actually really proud of you for talking about this because this is how, you know, we get through some of our darkest times. You and I on the air, yeah, it is therapy for us sometimes. People want to know why we overshare. It's therapeutic.
Yeah.
And you don't know how many people listening have probably been through this or may have been through this that are probably going to call now and give you advice on how to get through it. And if you don't, you might not want to talk to anyone, but I promise you.
No, I'm here for
it, man. Somebody that's been through it might have something to say that will give you, because I mean, I've never lost a baby. I've never lost a child, but I know the pain that you and Aaron have gone through, and I can't even imagine. It's been a hard year.
Yeah.
It's been a rough year, and now having the due date, I don't, it's tough.
You know, due date here and gone, and just it's not like we haven't been able to prepare or know, but it's like the fact that the date is here, mm-hmm. right? And I feel so blessed, and I want to be grateful, and I am grateful the fact that my wife is alive, mm-hmm. and we're a family, because I couldn't imagine a life without her, mm-hmm. right? Straight up. I couldn't imagine my life without my wife. Mm-hmm. But the fact that I know that we were supposed to have three littles, man, and we don't, mm-hmm. bruh, I don't know.
It's hard.
It's hard, bro. It's hard. Mm-hmm. That's all.
One of the pieces of advice I got when it came to grief once was something that is always the same, no matter how many people you ask who are going through grief, whatever the situation is they all said they wanted just someone to listen.
Fair.
Just to listen.
That's fair. I'm not one that likes to necessarily talk about, like, the deep dark, right? If you mm-hmm. know a lot about me, like, I'm a smiley dude. Like, mm-hmm. I like to joke and play, yeah. and I'm active, right? Like,
but you can't hold it all in.
I can't hold it all in, man.
Or you're gonna go crazy.
And the last 24 hours have been harder to hold in. So I'm like, man, I got to do something. Mm-hmm. I got to do something different. Yeah. So this is different. So I appreciate y'all letting me be different on air. So mm-hmm. yeah. If y'all got something for me, let me know.
You're being stronger. You're being way stronger than anyone else right now. All right. So listen, is the Kiss FM Studios WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee 414-533-1037. I think a lot of people do want to talk to you right now. So I don't know how much time we'll have to talk, but we will talk to some of you guys next.
Problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so DZ, I am so proud of you for opening up today and sharing the really hard year you and your family have had.
Yeah.
You've only told bits and pieces on the air, and today you really released and let it out. And that's stronger to let it out than internalize. I hope you know that, and I'm proud of you, and I love you.
Thank you.
And I love you and your family, and I'll always be here for you, okay?
We love you too, man.
Appreciate
you, Titi Alley, for real.
Love you more. Okay, so the phones are packed right now. You just talked about how you and your wife, you know, not only did she almost die last year, but
in August, yep.
You lost a little girl in the second trimester, Elsie.
Yep.
And now we're on her due date, which was yesterday,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, the 9th.
So
originally.
You're struggling with all the what ifs and the grief and understandable.
Well, and we've had time to process. We've had time to talk about it. You know, my wife is honestly, she's a far stronger person than me, and she's got her therapy, and she's,
Aaron's,
you know,
amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing, and mm-hmm. she handles her stuff. And I've done things in my own way, right? Mm-hmm. And this is, I guess, part of my process, part of my own way.
Watching you evolve, though, and it's been a good thing. I've watched you kind of get better with your mental health and processing and letting and just even talking about it. You know, this is good.
True. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know if I would have necessarily wanted to talk about this a few years back in my life, mm-hmm. right? Had this happened earlier, right?
Yeah.
I've matured in my age. Thank you. Thank you.
You have, though. You have. There's something to that. Let's start with line one with Melissa in Kenosha and see what she has to say. Hi, Melissa. Good morning.
morning. Okay, so I'm going to try to do this without crying because I've been there. I was not as far as Aaron. I was actually within the first 12 weeks, and it was right around my daughter's first birthday. So I was in the process of celebrating my daughter's first birthday.
Oh, Lord.
And in the process of having a miscarriage.
Yep, that's tough.
And it is tough. September 29th was the day that I had my miscarriage. I grieve. Sorry.
You're okay. I appreciate you.
September 29th, I still wish the child, I didn't know the sex of the child. Deep down in my heart, I felt like it was my little boy. And I wish him a happy birthday.
That's beautiful.
I knew that God had a plan, and it's hard to say that. But it could have been something that God, I personally wasn't ready for. And that's why God decided to take him in his first 12 weeks.
Okay.
Now I have a gorgeous almost 3-year-old who is my rainbow baby. And I look at her, and it took a while for me to tell anybody when I was pregnant with Savannah, who is my rainbow baby, but you will never not forget.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. No,
absolutely.
Right. I completely understand.
It's almost been 4 years for me.
Yeah.
And I never forgot.
Yeah. In September, you still wish him a happy birthday.
And that's okay.
I do.
That's okay.
I do.
You know, it's my mom lost my first sister, Rachel. She had her Rachel died 2 weeks later. That was before me and my other two sisters were born. And my mom, not until a year ago did I find out, still thinks about Rachel every day.
We
never talked about it. And so I asked my mom, because a friend of mine had lost a kid, and we started talking more.
Opened up in conversation.
It just became part of the conversation.
Kind of like this.
Just like this, DZ. And I remember saying to my mom, because she said she was sad about it, I said, do you think about that? And she said, I think about it every day.
Yeah.
And I think, wow.
You do.
Wow. You know? And I didn't know she had that grief in her heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like if I would have had the child, I probably wouldn't have had Savannah because I was done after two.
Fair, okay.
Yeah,
so you got to think about Savannah, who is going to be 3 on the 22nd. Because I was a C-section mom, I got to pick her due date. So she was born on 2/22/22.
Oh, look at you.
We're going to make
this baby thrive one way or another.
Right.
Angel numbers all day, Melissa. Listen, I love it. Oh, no. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for sharing.
You will never forget.
But it's important.
I will never forget.
Wow. It's important to talk about it, and I appreciate you sharing.
Absolutely, Melissa.
And I feel like miscarriages and stillbirths were so hush-hush back in the day, and now people are so open about it.
Well, and it's a whole thing of loss all around, right?
Yeah.
Like a uterine rupture is insane, dude. My wife lost 90% of her blood, right? And shout out Dr. Mercedes Williams and the team that she works with, because she saved my wife's life for real. Like I could see the stress on the doctor's face after everything was said and done, right?
Yeah.
So it's like just a blessing, right?
Yeah.
Just a blessing, and just appreciate y'all.
Well, Melissa,
thank you.
We have a lot of people that want to talk to DZ, so thank you for sharing today. Okay.
Yeah, keeping you guys in my prayers and thoughts.
You guys
have a blessed day.
Thank you too. Same, Melissa. Happy early birthday to the youngin' too. Bye.
So Lisa, our PI in West Dallas, said she's listening this morning. DZ, your heart hurts for you. I'm so sorry. She said, I think a tattoo in Elsie's honor is a good idea. So you were talking about how do you get through this? You know, what are ways and to cope through? And some people may just want to call this morning and share their experiences with you.
But you did ask for what to do. And I like me some tattoos.
Yeah. How about Kenzie in Milwaukee on 7? I'm going to go to her next. Hi, Kenzie. Good morning.
Jinx.
Kenzie.
Wait,
that's Ryan in Calabama. I wrote the wrong number down.
Hold on.
Hi. Do you want to talk to Ryan?
I was going
to
say we got him up.
We might as well.
He said morning.
I just want to say I told DZ we were not going to play theme songs, and DZ goes, no, we're going to play
theme songs.
We're going to keep the show the way the show goes. And I said, okay, whatever you want, DZ.
That's right.
You got to keep it OG.
Whatever you want.
Morning, man. What's up?
What's up, dude?
Morning, man. So my thought is exactly, we love Ink, me and you, and you know, that's the way I would roll is that in remembrance of
tattoo.
Her, I would definitely get something put on, you know, that's always going to be there and always celebrating her life, you know? And you said that you and Aaron are having a hard time, you know, coping and talking. To me, I would set a 15-minute timer and just sit down and talk to each other. Each of you guys get 15 minutes, talk it out, and then, you know, relieving it to each other.
Yeah.
And then even at the end of the day, if you still have some hard feelings, or, you know, you're going to have hard feelings, but, like, voice journal or journal it and then come back to it, you know, at least once a week or something like that to you know, so relieve it, because you holding it in is just going to hurt you more and more, you know?
Fair. I'm so proud of DZ, though, Ryan. Like, he has evolved so much, and I've seen it just, you know, and some of that's 100%. Age and experience in life and, you know, and grief, things like that change you. Traumatic experiences
change you for sure. No, for sure.
It's adversity, 100%. And it changes your whole life. Mm-hmm. So you're right, Ryan. I mean,
reaching out like this is a huge step, but, I mean, you got to keep reaching out like this. Don't hold it in.
He doesn't even know how many people he's going to help today just by talking about it. That's the thing. Like, you may not realize it, but sharing your grief. I understand that, but sharing your grief will help others.
You will.
Man, my man with some advice. Appreciate you, Ryan. Love
and prayers, man. Love and prayers. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, peace.
I don't care about time today. We're just going to keep going. So now we'll talk to Kinsey in Milwaukee on 8.
Got you.
Hi, Kinsey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Ooh, it's heavy. It's heavy.
It's a heavy day.
I'm breathing.
But DZ's talking about it. You know, it's a tough day.
Excuse me.
It's always good to talk about, and I know that it's hard to talk about. I had a similar experience, but not at all close to, I've never lost a child. I've lost my best friend, and that's the closest that it gets. Mm-hmm, but
loss is loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's always hard. It's hard to talk about, hard to get through.
Yeah.
I mean, I lost my friend 2 years ago, and I still think about her every day.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say, if you still have ultrasound pictures or any like mini shoes that you got, those would be really great things to put in a shadow box.
You
could do with your wife. You guys could sit down and put together this shadow box for your rainbow baby and have it hung on the wall or sitting somewhere that you guys can still see every day. Just as something nice for the baby, you know, something to look at, maybe not make you sad, but just something to think about.
No, you're right. I mean, honestly,
it's a good idea too.
The ultrasound hasn't left the fridge, right? how everybody normally puts the magnet of the ultrasound on? Yeah.
Elsie's still there,
but I like the idea, right? Mm-hmm. And honestly, as the boys grow up too, this is something we got to talk about with them.
Yeah,
you know, because they were a part of this. Mm-hmm. Danny never gonna have a clue, but we've noticed that Sammy has some, you know, some thoughts sometimes, and goes, "Oh, my mom's boo boo," you know, he clearly knows that she had a huge thing happen, and you know, then I at one point kept asking about a baby, and we had to go like, no, mama doesn't have a baby. Like, mama doesn't have a baby anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, stop asking. Yeah, chill, Sammy, chill.
Yeah, that's really hard, especially because the kids, they knew that she was going to be expecting, and now it's hard to explain that it's not happening anymore. Yeah. And I'm so sorry that your family is experiencing this. It's horrible that anyone has to go through it.
Yeah.
No, it's tough. I mean, Kinsey, honestly, I just appreciate y'all letting me kind of hijack the moment. And
you didn't hijack the moment. Talk this about is it, right? Our show. We talk about our lives, and you haven't. Yeah, you've kept this in. Nobody has known about this except for you and your family, and some close friends, and me, and a few people. You know,
so, even close people, friends and family.
Even
literally.
People at work don't even have a clue what you went through. You know what I'm saying?
Like here or elsewhere,
I feel like when you're going through something this traumatic, everybody you have an excuse. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You should be allowed to talk about it to whoever you want and whenever you want. And if the people in your life aren't okay with that, screw them.
Kinsey, screw them.
Yeah, I don't even know who wouldn't be okay with that, but you're right.
Quote Kinsey on it.
Thank you for making DZ laugh.
Oh, that was good. I needed that. Says screw them.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you guys, Kinsey. Have a good day. Or
you
at least
too.
Try to.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
No, it is. I'm proud of you for talking about this. And you know what? Don't ever be embarrassed or ashamed. You did the right thing by talking about it. There's tons of people that want to keep talking to you. We'll talk to them off the air. We have tons of texts that I know you can read, but you know, just listen, we're here anytime you want to talk. Not only am I here, and you know that, but the listeners are here, and sometimes you just want to need to talk about it, you know.
So
we'll always think about Elsie.
I appreciate it,
and I want to be there when you get the tattoo. Can I come when you get the tattoo?
Yeah, you pull up.
You and the wifey, are you both gonna get one together?
Erin already's got hers.
She did.
Yeah, she's got Elsie's name.
Oh,
Yeah, she already got hers. I'm next.
You are next.
I'm next for sure. No, I appreciate it. Love y'all. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for sharing with us, DZ. Seriously.
Let's go.
Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she wanted to be anonymous for obvious reasons, DZ.
Okay.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for reading her ex-husband's emails.
Huh?
She'll explain in her. You can always send us emails. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com?
Wait. Huh?
Am I the jerk for reading my ex-husband's emails? I read this one. I went, ooh.
Ooh, girl, we're going to talk about you.
All right.
What's her name?
So, well, she wanted to be anonymous, so we'll name her Creepin'.
Creepin' Karen.
Creepin' Karen.
Creepin' Karen.
Creepin' Karen.
It just
rhymes.
It rhymes. Oh, look. We be on some people's necks, and they're like, bro, we just asked for a name. We ain't asked y'all to, like, destroy us like that.
All right, so here's what she said. She said, Allie and DZ, wondering if I'm the jerk for reading my ex-husband's emails. I know that sounds bad, but there's more to the story, and I stumbled on them by accident. Okay. She said, my 12-year-old has a phone and asked if he could download Google Slides to make a slideshow about Minecraft. Well, he needed a Gmail address to have Google Slides on his phone, so I made him a Gmail, and then I downloaded the Gmail app to confirm his email.
Okay, I'm following.
When I opened up the Gmail app, I noticed that he was already logged in as my ex-husband.
Wait.
I asked my son...
On his phone?
Yeah. I asked my son why, and he said because he's logged into his Steam game account through his dad.
Oh, no, that actually makes sense.
Does it?
No, that actually makes
sense.
So
when you log into the Gmail...
Well, and if the kid didn't have... Okay, no, I'm following. I'm following.
Because the kid didn't have the Gmail app.
Right,
and so
right.
Once she downloaded the Gmail app, now the ex-husband's emails came through on the app.
And it's an ex-husband, so I'm following.
Following
yeah,
now, that's why they weren't coming through before.
Yep.
She said, I didn't...
And apps connect. Just like side note, like when you put stuff together, like my personal email, my work email.
Yes.
What, like the spam email, they all connect once you put them together unless you specifically hit disconnect. So it all is one inbox, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all one inbox.
Well, then Karen says,
snap.
I didn't think much of it, but then I realized I could see every single email in my ex-husband's account.
Because the emails are connected.
I could see what he was up to. I could see he was doing things he shouldn't be.
Ooh.
So I started reading a lot more than I should have. And then I started to feel bad.
Uh-oh.
So I decided to log out and put the phone down. But not after I went through a lot of the emails.
Hey, yo.
I know I probably shouldn't have done that, but I couldn't help myself. Am I the jerk for reading my ex-husband's emails?
Ooh.
Okay, so listen. I mean, you're handed your ex's email account on a golden platter, everybody. Are you telling me you're not going through that thing?
This is like the dilemma of like being handed somebody's diary.
Kind
of. Right? Like you reading your best friend's diary, but it's not your best friend, it's your ex-husband and it's their email.
Right.
Like, dang, Karen.
And you have kids together, supposedly. Well, at least one they
have.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, yo.
So she wants to know if she's the jerk for reading her ex's emails, because she did stumble upon them. It makes sense how she accidentally stumbled on them.
Fair. She wasn't looking.
No, she was setting up Google Slides or whatever and had to download the Gmail app. I do get that
part.
It's
not like she went to his mailbox and took the mail and ripped out his envelopes.
Well,
you know what I mean?
The ex-husband probably has no idea she has. Now, can you imagine? He doesn't even know somebody.
Or he does.
Or he does. Because it's like another phone has logged.
Right.
Well, they were already logged in, it sounds like, through the Steam account.
Then it wouldn't. Ooh, you're right. Because it wouldn't give an alert.
It's not a new device. It probably didn't give him a notification.
It's the kid. It was already logged in. The only new device or the only new login is the kids. Yeah, for the app.
But the Gmail app wasn't on the phone. That's why the email started coming through.
Bro, I'm piecing all this together like a spider web.
Well,
and I'm going.
It's confusing until it makes sense, right?
And you got to know some of these, like how some of these emails and accounts are connected to be like,
So the kid's using a gaming account on his phone.
But it's all connected
with
emails.
But it's logged in through his dad's Gmail. So when the mom gives her son a Gmail and gets the app, she realizes she also has access to both her son and her ex-husband's emails because they're logged in.
Yeah. See, my question is, what were you opening up the emails for, though? Well, my only thought is,
she obviously shouldn't have done it, but I would have done it. Are you kidding me?
You take the opportunity? You find somebody's diary, you kind of flipping through it?
I wouldn't be able to help myself. Like, I would be lying.
Just look a little bit, just a little peek, a little baby peek.
It doesn't mean I wouldn't have a guilty conscience about it. Doesn't mean I wouldn't know that I shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But if you handed me, like, my ex's emails on a platter and they were never going to know, I'd be a liar to say I wouldn't look at them.
Wouldn't be interested, at least.
I'm not saying I'd go through every single email, but are you kidding me?
I might scan to see what stands out. Listen.
Are you kidding me? You know why? I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't look.
I've decided. I'm going to say not the jerk.
Not the jerk? Creeping Karen's not the jerk?
Creeping Karen's not the jerk. For real, though. Just because the way I'm framing it is she never set out to, like, spy on this man. Mm-hmm. It's one thing if she had put spyware, malware on this man's device and was monitoring the emails. Like, that's weird and that's illegal. The kid's phone being connected to the email was of zero consequence. You just so happen to pop up the emails, Karen, and see something you shouldn't have been seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get involved, though? Because then I wonder, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go not the jerk because it's not like she ever set out to look through them. Even though she did look through them, she was never on a mission. It just so happened to be there.
And she didn't do anything with them. It's not like, you know what I'm saying?
She said she didn't do nothing with them?
She didn't say anything. She just said
because you know some people are quick with the screenshots going, evidence.
I guess
evidence.
She said, I know I probably shouldn't have, but I couldn't help myself. I logged out and put the phone down.
What if you logged out?
So it was like, listen to this. People said, these are the texts. She's a jerk, but I would have done it too. You guys!
Hey, no, my question is, though, that phone's going to end up being logged back in because you're probably disconnecting his app. Think about it. The little goofy gaming app that they be using, you logged him out, Karen. He's going to end up back on that email app.
Somebody said jerk. It's an invasion of privacy. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it too, but it's still wrong. You guys,
is it illegal to go through somebody's emails?
I don't actually know.
It's illegal to go through somebody's mail. It's a federal crime to open somebody else's mail. Mm-hmm. Is the same protection set in boundaries for emails?
I don't know.
It's an email.
Honestly,
electronic
I have
correspondence.
No idea.
It might be illegal.
Nicole said, "I'm going through it. I don't think no one wouldn't. Curiosity got the cat. Not a jerk.
Meow."
So Nicole's saying, "Who wouldn't go through their ex's emails if they were handed to him on a platter like that?"
I don't think I would. It's an accident. If I'm scrolling through and I'm going like, the email's up. Oh, got the email from my kid. And I'm going, what's going on? I'm like, what is going on? Right? Like,
Christine from Kenosha said she's the jerk. Understandable how she had access to it. Doesn't mean she should be reading them.
I hear you. No, I hear you.
I'm not saying it's not a jerky move to go through them. I'm just saying.
But be honest and say if you'd also do it too.
Especially when it wasn't intentional. It's one thing if you're stalking them and you're trying to get into their email. Then you're creepy and you're totally a jerk and it's not even a question, which people do all the time. This is a literal, I stumbled upon, I didn't realize my son was logged into my ex's email and I downloaded the account and here I am.
And here I am.
I'm trying to give my kid a Gmail and I ended up on my ex's email.
Scoping through his emails and See, my thing is, once you realized, you know, Karen definitely was like, all right, cool, I got to get up out of here. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes her not the jerk. It's one thing if she would have stayed on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing if she would have stayed on it.
But the fact that she logged out, you know what? I agree. Not the jerk.
Not the jerk, bro. Not the jerk. She's good. She's good.
All these
personal
people
opinion.
I would do it, but she's a jerk. Well, then you can't say that.
No, you technically can. Just because you a jerk with him doesn't make him not the jerk. They're just saying I'm also a jerk. They're self-admittedly jerk saying jerky, but also I'd be them.
All right, 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and texts next. Creepin' Karen wants to know, am I the jerk for reading through my ex-husband's emails that I stumbled upon on accident?
Big yikes.
We'll talk to you next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Creepin' Karen downloaded, it sounds like she got her son a Gmail account to make a Google slideshow, and then she realized she was logged in to her ex-husband's account on her kid's phone.
Kid needed it for something for school, right? Whatever.
So she went through the emails and then realized, oh no, I shouldn't be doing this.
This is my ex-husband's emails.
Logged, saw he was doing things he shouldn't be doing, and then logged out and put the phone down. Is she the jerk for reading through her ex-husband's emails?
I mean, I actually justified it mentally And I'm saying not, because once you stop that endeavor, it's one thing if you keep combing through it, you screenshotting, you sitting there looking for, you know, evidence on something, then we starting to teeter. But if you just up and log out, you hit it real quick, I think you good.
She wasn't stalking, trying to get in right there. She stumbled on him by accident.
It's not like she was Indiana Jones trying to crack the code and get up in the safe. Like, exactly. It was logged in. She made no effort to blackmail, or not blackmail, fraudulently log into this man's
fraudulently
account.
Fraudulently.
I mean, that's what it would be if you log into somebody's account unwillingly or unpermittedly.
Then it's creepy and you're a stalker.
Okay. That's not what happened.
Yes.
The kid was already logged in.
She didn't know. All right, let's go to Adrian in Milwaukee and see which way he's going to go. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Morning. What about, big dog? What up?
I'm going to have to ride with the jerk. I mean, at first I was going to say not, but when she said she continued to go in and look and she kept looking, now you're guilty.
You're doing too much.
Oh, she kept looking. Exactly. That's what makes her the jerk.
Exactly. I thought, you know,
didn't Karen say she stopped looking and logged out?
But after she looked, because she saw he was doing things he shouldn't be doing, and then she went, but she did go through a few logged out.
She got to be the jerk.
I hear what you're saying, Adrian.
It's one thing on an accident, like, damn.
But now, that's not what happened.
When you keep going through, and Lord knows how long she was, you know, scrolling in and tapping.
True.
So right. He's going jerk. Sorry. You said you're the jerk?
Curiosity got the cat. That's what would have happened to me. I would have been like, what did I just stumbled upon? Oh, my God.
Said curiosity scrolled the cat, what?
All right. Exactly. But on a serious note, if you can, put me on hold. I want to talk to DZ, though.
Oh, fair enough. We got you. Hold on, Adrian, for sure.
Yeah, hold on.
All right, so he said jerk. Now let's go to Val in Milwaukee up next. We're talking about, is creeping Karen the jerk for reading her ex-husband's emails? Val, turn your radio down, please.
Okay, it's down.
Awesome. Bad. All right, is Karen the jerk for reading the emails?
I'm going to say no, and I guess you can call me a little biased, but the same thing kind of happened to me. I had an ex, and we actually, you know, we drifted apart. And one time I found my old iPad that he had logged into Facebook on, and when I went on it, it was his messages were popping up because it was already logged on.
Oh, snap!
Yep.
And
there
I actually saw that he, at the time that we were together, he was cheating on me. And we were friends after the breakup, so I, like, completely cut him off. I was like,
Done.
You could play in my face like that, not even admit to what you did. I don't even want to be your friend anymore.
Wait a second. You found out he was, so you broke up, you were still friends, and then you found out he had been cheating on you during the relationship.
Because of the old iPad.
Oh, yes. And then she said, I don't want to be friends with this guy.
I don't even
want
to be cool with you, bro.
He can't even be honest with me. Oh, good for you.
I was like, no,
good for you.
We can't be friends. Bye.
Yep. Bye, boy, boy, bye.
Now, if she continued to go through it, like, maybe that is, like, pretty invasive, especially if you're not together, but for the one time, and then she felt guilty.
For the one time.
The reason I said not the jerk is because she accidentally stumbled upon him, you know?
Right,
obviously,
right.
It'd be a jerk if she was trying to get into the email or knew she had access. She didn't realize she had access, saw stuff she shouldn't see, and then logged out, you know? So
for sure.
I get both sides of that. She kept reading, though.
See, and now let me just drop this on you since we now split, right?
Mm-hmm.
It does say that it is illegal to access someone's email without their permission. It's a violation of privacy, and you can be charged with a federal crime, Karen. But the caveat here, y'all, this isn't like Karen was just logging in. It was already consented on the device.
Right.
So I think there could be some absolution of fault here.
You should have been a lawyer.
You
honestly,
who says I'm not, and who says I wasn't in the past life, and who says I'm not going to quit tomorrow and become one? That felt good.
I love it.
I felt like a lawyer.
The consent's already there.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
All right, so Val says not the jerk. Split down the middle. All right, thank you, Val.
Thank you. Bye.
See, and DZ, I know how many people have gone through this where you've caught someone cheating because your iPad's connected. Like, I hear these
stories through messages
all the time from people. I caught him cheating, or I caught her cheating because the iPad was connected to our phones, and blah, blah, blah. I get that. But this was not that.
That's not
this
that.
This was, she literally had no idea.
Right.
Her son was logged into her ex's email, and it just happened when she was trying to help her son with something.
And it probably happened naturally to the degree of you're like, what is this? What's this account?
Oh.
And then you start going through and going, hey, yo, where grandpa.
Yeah, you're like, good thing we're divorced.
I swear. All right,
Lance is in Oconomowoc this morning. Hi, Lance. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You have quite the accent, Lance. Where are you from?
I'm actually from Southwest Georgia.
Oh, that makes sense,
sir.
Tell. Appreciate your call.
I like it. I like
I don't know
it.
Why I automatically assimilate a country accent when I hear one. Maybe because I love it. Nah, Lance, talk to us.
Yeah, which way
Lance
you going
with the
on
lasso.
This?
Yeehaw.
Is
yes,
she,
sir.
Is she a jerk, Lance?
She is a jerk.
Ooh.
Go on.
Okay. First of all, it's an invasion of privacy, right?
Yeah, as we found out, it is illegal.
Well, put it this way. Maybe she's missing a little part of her ex-husband, maybe. Maybe uh-huh. they used to send messages, and she wanted to make him catch something what he was doing.
Oh, you think she's missing him and she's checking up on him.
We don't know how long they've been divorced.
We sure don't.
And think if they're both single, they could be going, ooh, baby, what you doing? And she go, ooh, I want to get back with you. And then she saw something and went like, ooh, never mind.
Well, and we don't even know what she read that she wasn't supposed to see.
Right.
She didn't even say what that is.
We don't know.
It could be anything.
Yeah. Ooh. Hey,
well, you know, always curiosity is going to kill the cat, but maybe there's too many roosters in the hen house.
Hey, my man, why does that sound so good coming off the tongue with your accent,
it's
sir? That
accent.
That's perfect. Yes.
Lance, please call back.
Please.
Just for the accent alone.
Hey,
you're fun. Yes.
Just FYI, everybody be jerking every once in a while.
True.
Fair.
Hey, true.
You're
a man
right.
of wisdom. Everybody be jerking every once in a while.
Might need to add that to the intro.
Pause. Lance, you fool. Much love, man. Appreciate your call.
Thanks, Lance.
Thank you very much. Y'all are cool and y'all are funny. Keep it going.
Thank you. Same, man. Call
you.
Back. So, call back, man. Appreciate it. That was good.
He said
Lance
we're
is
funny.
A good
we're only funny like 4.5 days a week, though.
No, he said we're good and we're funny.
Oh, nice.
So
thank
four
you,
and a half,
Lance.
We're funny, and then the other part, we're good.
Well,
I'll take it.
And by the way, that makes it a jerk because Adrian and Lance both said jerk.
Oh, snap.
And Val said not the jerk. That's jerk.
Hey, Creepin' Karen's a jerk.
She's a jerk.
Even though we said not.
Not the jerk.
We tried to help.
We did. You know what? And I would have read it. I mean, no, I wouldn't have. It's illegal, right?
None of us would have openly admitted to reading somebody else's emails without permission because that is illegal and a federal crime, y'all.
You know what? Okay, I'm so sorry. We have to move on quickly. Hit the weekend because we're giving away tickets to the weekend, dude.
Makes sense. Wait, are we giving away tickets to the weekend right now?
There is so much going on. We've had a really, really good.
It's been a deep day.
We've
been swimming.
You've shared a lot.
Yeah.
You know, there have been tears shed.
Oof.
Am I the Jerk brought it around where we got to laugh again, which is very our show.
Very much so.
And now, every day this week, we're giving you tickets to see The Weeknd. He's coming to Soldier Field. We're sending you on May 30th. He just added a second date on the 31st.
Lucky.
We're going to send one person with two tickets. Caller 33, you're going to go see The Weeknd, 414-533-1037. Haven't heard this one in a minute.
I know, it's a bop, though.
Gonna see this guy. 103.7 Kiss FM. And last night.
With SZA, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, last night with SZA was the halftime show.
Yep.
And I had been waiting and so excited about it. And we're going to talk about it now, DZ, because I'm sure we all have thoughts.
Everybody got thoughts.
I want to know what everybody thought about it, by the way.
Yeah.
If you missed it earlier, I promised to tell the rest of the story, which I never got to, because we've had a very, very heavy show. And if you missed it, don't worry. You may hear some of it coming up, what we were talking about this morning.
Yeah,
but
we might recap some.
We might recap some of it. We will. But I just want to say, I ordered wings at 5:30 like a dummy.
For the big game.
Yeah.
You ordered at 5 when the game starts now.
Stupid. Yeah. I shouldn't have done it. They came at 8:30 and half the order was there and I got half my money back. I was like, why? I know better. I've done this another year. I tried to order pizza and it took something like 3 hours.
That's
and I
wild.
Went, that was so dumb. Why did I do that? My kids are starving.
And I even suggested go and pick it up and you were like, bro, it don't get no better.
The guy who delivered it said it was standing room only inside Wingstop.
At the spot, yeah.
He goes, trust me. I can't even imagine. So,
and I had a completely different experience because I had a Bucks game last night before the big game, right?
Yeah. They won. Bucks.
Yeah, right. So I'm like, okay, cool, man. I mean, and I'm thinking, oh, snap. We're not going to want to cook right right now. Sure. You know, it's heavy days, and we're like, okay, it's also the big game. We don't want to cook right now. Mm-hmm. We just want to kick it. We want to go home and just blah, yeah. Right? So I got food, went to Oak Barrel. Bro, I walked in expecting it to be packed. It was actually still modestly low-key.
Oh, good.
Sure, there were people eating and whatnot, but I ordered, got my food in like 15 minutes and hit it.
That's what I should have done.
Mwah,
that's what
chef's
I should have done.
Chef's kiss.
I would order the one thing everybody's eating on the day of the big game. Unbelievable.
Wings.
Pizza, stupid me.
I wonder what I want to eat today. Well, Allie said wings.
Wings. What a moron. Okay, so never, I learned my lesson, but what did we think? I mean, the game, dude, what a blowout game. So forget about the game.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Gee, I was in a weird mood, right? In a weird mode,
understandably.
Too. I was also tired from the game, trying to preserve energy, conserve my voice. I'm thinking about work today, right? Being here.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of slept and dozed in and out of like consciousness throughout the game.
Did you sleep through the halftime show?
That was the one thing I was awake for most.
Oh, good. Okay.
I was awake for more the halftime show than I was for the game because every time I looked up, it was a wash game. It was.
Yeah. It was lame.
I don't want to call it boring because I love football and I love sports, but it was lackluster.
Look at the score. It was boring, right? It was a
Thank
blowout.
You.
So I thought, well, this is not a good game.
This
but
is rough.
I will say it went right over my head that Serena Williams was part of the halftime show. Right over my head.
You caught me by surprise with that when you said that one.
I realized later when I saw a video and I'm like, dude, and obviously I love tennis. I know who Serena Williams is.
Naturally.
Right over my head. I mean, I didn't.
You ain't notice the little crip walk she was doing?
Didn't even
little seat walk?
Didn't even notice her. And I don't know why I didn't notice her, but 100% didn't notice her. So I will.
Maybe it was they didn't do a good job at highlighting her. They kind of made her look like
one of the
rest of the dancers in the blue, right? The whole getup.
If you're looking at the dancers, she probably blended in, and I just didn't realize because I'm looking for Kendrick or SZA or
Samuel Jackson.
Exactly, who I really was hoping was gonna pop
off
more. I thought he was gonna yell more or something, and he didn't.
I saw him in the Uncle Sam suit, and I went, okay,
it's go time.
We about to talk. What we gonna say?
I thought for sure he was gonna go off the cuff and say something with that too as well. And then when Kendrick, they made the American flag out of the dancers.
I thought, okay.
That was cool, but I got to admit, you know how excited I've been for this show. I was underwhelmed.
And you know I'm a like third eye open, look for the deeper meaning with all of the stuff. I tried I tried really hard with like the Uncle Sam, the question master, the game.
The flag.
The flag and going through the different games and I was like, is this Squid Game-y type deal?
Did you find anything?
I couldn't really come up with something besides just like, it was almost like an allegory for the time of America and the games we're playing and how things maybe don't make sense. And am I making up my own meaning? Probably.
No,
but the performance I thought would have more.
I thought there would be more to it too.
More show?
I thought there would be more of a political statement.
Fair.
For sure.
Which
I was shocked there wasn't, but I also know
I understand why there wasn't.
But, same, because of how controlled it all is. 100%. However, I was surprised there was not the Serena Williams right over my head, which I think was supposed to be a bigger part.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson was a nice addition.
That was cool. I was like, oh,
that
Uncle Sam.
Cool. That was funny.
I will say there's one thing that did stand out to me was
what?
I am slightly surprised that through the turmoil of everything going on that he still did not like us.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of, you know, everything going on.
The lawsuit. Is that what you're talking about?
Even in the performance, he alluded to like, you know.
But he didn't say pedophile.
Everything they want. Right. Everything they want me to do, everything they want me to say, oh, I ain't gonna do it. And then, they not like us. And it came up. I thought it was wild that there was about 100,000 people that screamed, A minor!
Oh, yeah, that was funny, yeah.
That was loud.
That was funny. Somebody said, okay, the flag was divided, and black men were wearing the flag on their backs. So they're helping us maybe find
like
out.
Like a target on their back thing. The flag
and
being
the flag divided because of America, right? Now,
I just thought it was a spacing because that's where Kendrick was standing. But then here go the deeper allegories of things like that. Like, this is what I appreciate because I tried to look for it all.
Somebody said there actually was a very big political statement. I read a Facebook post this morning. Oh, because Facebook's always the No, but
what
really,
was it then?
It said, I read a Facebook post this morning about all the messages and symbolism he did. It was genius. Well, then I need to know more.
And he is that guy that does it in such a low-key way that you might not notice it. I can normally pick it out. I wasn't finding it. The divided flag, now I understand.
That makes sense now.
Because in the moment, I was like, why are they standing
it was
so
one,
far apart?
Then it divided. Now I'm seeing that.
I get it.
Hindsight.
Oh.
Dawn and Muskego said, game was boring. Love the halftime show and Kendrick's bootcut jeans. Bring back men in bootcut jeans. I was looking at his jeans going, are we? Come on.
They're back. No, they're back.
I know they're back.
Bootcut is back. Wide leg.
For women, too. And
wide leg back, y'all. It's okay to rock them again. Take them out the totes. It's okay. I know we never left them. I know we never threw them out. They're in the tote. Get them out.
People are now texting in more. The black people built America. The black men wearing the flag on their backs. The flag was divided. I need Kendrick to just write all this out and tell me exactly, you know, because I want to, okay. I see the phones are lighting up too.
And I was trying to do all of this without going on the internet and reading what the people were saying. I was like, let me find the meaning for myself before I go on Twitter or something, or X, excuse me, before I hop online and try to decipher. It makes sense.
So we're going to read your text, and I want to talk to you guys next. What did you think about the halftime show? Did you see the deeper meanings? 414-533-1037. Paulina in Milwaukee said, Allie, go read your messenger. Okay, I'll read it, and we'll take your calls and text next. Sorry, I'm reading off the air. 103.7.
Kiss FM.
We're
getting studious over here.
Yes, we are. Talking about the halftime show and all of the alleged symbols that were going on last night. So I said that I was trying to understand the political statements more, right?
And
so,
I'm normally better at it. And not to say, like, no excuse. I wasn't in a great mindset. When I was like half asleep watching the show and went,
So this is what the internet is saying. Samuel L. Jackson playing Uncle Sam, representing that we are America. America built off the backs of black American people.
Okay.
We contributed in so many ways, down to our inventions that are used in everyday life all across America. Yet we're looked down on, discredited, and categorized, judged for the color of our skin and not as individuals.
Received.
Samuel L. Jackson warning Kendrick to play the game white America wants us to play and not be, quote, ghetto, unquote.
He did say that. He did say that. Stop being ghetto.
That was definitely there. I saw that.
I caught that one.
They're saying the Squid Game stage, which symbolizes the rich killing the poor.
Oh.
Interesting.
That's a deep meaning that I was just like, oh, Squid Games? Because it's a hot show.
We already talked about the dancers in red, white, and blue representing the American flag and then how that got divided, right?
Right, right.
The stage being a prison yard where his black performers harmonized while he rapped, as we're still treated like prisoners and people don't realize it or pretend they don't realize it. Interesting.
Wow.
Protecting black women like Serena Williams after the disrespect from Drake.
Okay.
Oh,
well, I did peep that was a whole little, you know, Drake jab bringing her on stage.
So
whatever.
Again, this is what the internet, you know, this is what people are saying was the, because I was like, where was the more of a political statement? So this is actually helping me understand a little bit more. Same thing as you. I saw Samuel L. Jackson as Uncle Sam. I'm like, okay, we're going somewhere. Okay.
But I thought there would have been more layers to it. It's still kind of superficial to where I thought it was going to be. I was looking deeper. I don't know. I was looking deeper, I guess.
I was looking for him to just shout something out.
That part.
I didn't need the subliminal message. I wanted the blatant message.
But he does subliminals. K-Dot been doing subliminals, and I guess that's part of his artistry, so might have gone unappreciated in the moment because we just weren't paying enough attention.
Sure.
All right.
Well, Lala's on the phone, and we're not allowed to play her wife's theme song, but Lala in Milwaukee. Hi, Lala.
You know what? Me and Destiny go, thank you.
I do what I want, though.
Okay, baby.
Lala, you're so funny. Girl,
let them fight off her.
Buenos dias.
They will. Buenos dias. What did you think of the halftime show? We kind of talked about the political stuff, but what did you think about the show? Because
I was not impressed.
Yeah.
I was like, I stayed up for this. Like, I mean, what Desi and I were like, okay, he had the nice visuals, you know, and the flag and everything like that, but you couldn't understand his lyrics. Like, I don't know. I couldn't, I wasn't into it. I was so disappointed. And in the game itself, disappointed. I even changed it to watch my show.
Oh, no.
That's how bad it was.
After the halftime, she said, yeah, I'm going to watch my show instead. This is wrapped up.
I was like, well, I was, no.
I'm not going to lie.
I should have went to bed.
I went back to the Real Highs of Housewives of Potomac. I'm not going to lie.
Nah, for real,
there you go. That's what I'm telling you. I was like, you know what? I'm going to change this.
Initial reports dropped a lot of viewership after the halftime.
I believe it.
And it, for real, they dropped a lot.
Well, the game wasn't even close. And then.
It wasn't. Yeah.
So what's
the point?
And I
kept telling, and then when I saw that Serena Williams, right, I was like, I told Destiny, I was like, man, she looks just like Serena Williams. And she was like, yeah, right?
It was.
Then this morning, she was like, babe, you were right. That was Serena Williams. I was like, I know it was.
Right over my head, let me tell you. Right over my head. And then I looked at her and I was like,
that looked like Serena Williams.
That's
look,
so
doing
funny.
The crit walk.
Little Wimbledon walk, man, because she ain't no crip.
Nah, she was in there.
Hey,
but
whoever texted in, a majority of us could give two bleeps about subliminals. I want to know them all.
Yeah.
I care about that.
Here.
Well, but we want to hear the message out the mouth, man. Yeah, don't wave the flag or split the flag. Tell us why you think the flag is divided.
Don't keep us guessing, right? Don't keep us guessing.
Mm-hmm. We know it's divided. Why do you feel that way, K-Dot?
Somebody said definitely a Squid Game reference because of the way it was all set up. Sorry, the texts are coming in so quick now. I can't find the text. But Lala, thank you. You know we love you.
You're welcome. Love you.
Love
you.
Bye. We also, Ebony, our girl's on the phone, and she's got her own theme song. She wants to chime in as we talk about the halftime show this morning.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Hey, y'all. What's poppin'?
Morning.
Hey, guys.
Oh, man. Okay, so Ebony, what did you think about the halftime show? Did you understand any of the subliminal messages? I feel like we're all catching up in some ways today or trying to figure it out.
Right.
So I think
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game was lame. The game was lame. I could barely even watch it after I could see where it was going. So as far as game goes, lame. Halftime show, amazing. Mm. I think it was amazing.
You liked it.
I mean,
good.
Okay. especially because I get where he coming from. I've been a K-Dot fan way before he was even a thing. I listened to his mixtape, all of that.
Oh, she's so out here to pimp a butterfly, huh?
Right, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I get where he coming.
Sure.
I get where he coming from, and a lot of people found it to be boring and lame.
Sure.
Only because
it wasn't mainstream.
Digging deep and understanding what he was doing. See, everybody expects bells and whistles and all of this going on for you to pay attention.
And that's not him.
Need so much stimulation now with everything. Somebody texted in and said, the halftime show was not good as an entertaining, but I can get behind the message. Okay,
maybe
I can receive that.
And maybe that's
exactly
what it was.
What he was doing. That's maybe exactly what he was trying to portray.
Wow.
Is that it's more of a pay attention to the message. It's not me putting on a show for you.
And
it's
I was too busy
to tell y'all what's going on.
And I was too busy looking for the message in the performance that
exactly.
I missed it completely. I can appreciate it more today than I did yesterday. Wow, Ebony, you helped me realize that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And it really isn't.
He just made America trip out. And by having it all go over the majority of everybody's head.
K-Dot is that type to where he's not going to say it out loud.
He's like, y'all dumb.
Ebony brings up valuable points.
He just proved a point. He proved the point.
Yeah, and people
Big
are
ups.
Also saying that it didn't have to do with Squid Games because there's no X in Squid Games. It had to do with Sony, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we could discuss.
Okay,
all
now we're fighting PlayStation. What?
I guess, man.
Ebony, get out of here, dog.
Right, Ebony, we love you.
Get off our line. Love, bye.
Somebody texted in. The messaging is about waking up. If he expressed the real truth, he would be silenced by the NFL.
Mm. Oh, now we getting deep. Conspiracy
turn
deep.
Turn this TV off. This lyric and song literally is telling people, wake up, stop letting media brainwash you, see the world for what it is. That's Carissa and Racine.
That is actually very true.
Yep.
That's exactly what the song's about.
Yep. We see all your texts coming in, but it was an interesting night. But I feel like I have more clarity now on the halftime show for sure. The game was lame.
Still better than the game. The halftime was still better than the game.
And no matter what.
Can we all agree? Still better than the game.
All agree, 100%.